The epistle for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, all we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death. We were buried together with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, to the end that we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ. Knowing that Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more, death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once, but in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon that you are dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Mark chapter 8. At that time, when there was a great multitude with Jesus, and they had nothing to eat, calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way, for some of them came from afar off. And his disciples answered him, From whence can any one fill them here with bread in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? Who said, 7. And he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke, and gave it to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the people. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them, and commanded them to be set before them. And they did eat, and were filled, and they took up that which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets, and they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Please be seated. Accept this scapular, it shall be a sign of salvation, a protection in danger, and a pledge of peace. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I thought I'd take advantage of this feast day today of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. One, to speak on the importance of the brown scapular. Then for us, that's to realize to what graces that it gives to us. And again, to try to help us to see how important the wearing of the brown scapular is for all of us. I mean, granted, it is the habit of the Carmelite order, but it was given by dispensation that the faithful would be able to wear that and then obviously to receive the graces from wearing that. And so certainly we see always, or we know, with the brown scapular, that it says on it that whosoever shall wear this shall not suffer from eternal fire. And so for us to realize that it is not a charm or a superstition, but for a Catholic it is a way of life. But yes, when we're enrolled in the brown scapular, normally with your first Holy Communion, that you're enrolled in the brown scapular itself. We do that with the children here. They become part of the archconfraternity of, you know, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, that you will receive the graces from that, from the wearing of the brown scapular. And as I say, it's not a charm or it's not superstitious. It is meant for you to show your devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is meant for you to ask for that help from her. You know, we know that it was given to St. Simon Stock in 1251, so it dates back to the 13th century. And so it was something that was given to him, as I mentioned at the very beginning, that's a sign of salvation. It is meant to be a means to help us to reach heaven, but it's also a protection to us. I mean, for the religious, as they put on their habits, I mean, that is a protection to them. It's a protection against the world because, obviously, they have chosen that life. God has chosen them, certainly. But it is a protection and a help to them. And that is the same idea, the same reason that then the brown scapular became something that's a dispensation that everyone had the possibility of wearing, regardless of whether they had any affiliation with the Carmelite order or not. But it is a protection. It's meant as a protection to us to help us in time of temptation. And that is where a lot of times you will see even the instruction of holding on to your brown scapular. If you're tempted, okay, you hold on to it as a reminder to you of this protection that you're given. But it's also then the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We ask for that by the wearing of and being enrolled in the brown scapular. As I mentioned, we do that with the first holy communicants. But God willing that they're instructed in the understanding of why. Why are they enrolled in the brown scapular? Why is that scapular what they are, you know, clothed in, you can say. And so for us, it represents three things. It is a sign of our Catholic faith, certainly, because we become sons or servants of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Sometimes people maybe even ask you if they see, you know, the cord around your neck, what is that? It's a tool to instruct them, to help them. And hopefully we have that explanation, we have that understanding of truly what it is, so that we can therefore be able to explain that to them. As opposed to, why do you wear that? It's like, well, I was just given it. That we explain the importance in the wearing of the brown scapular, what it means to us, why we wear it, what protection it offers to us. And so therefore, it is a sign of our Catholic faith. Second reason is also it's a sign of our love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, she is our spiritual mother. It's something that our Lord gave St. John when he was hanging on the cross. Behold your mother, that was extended to all of us. And so that is something that, again, the various things that we try to do, you know, we pray the rosary, where maybe we have the miraculous medal, we wear the brown scapular. These are signs of our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Again, understanding it properly, it is not some charm for us, it is not some superstitious thing that we just wear and say, okay, well, now I'll never suffer from hell. No, we're meant to live a life that is pleasing to Our Lady so that therefore we will gain, you know, these indulgences, these privileges that are given to one who wears the brown scapular. Because if it is a true love for Our Lady that we wear the brown scapular, if you're living a life that is opposed to your Catholic faith, well, certainly, how can you say that you love your mother if you're living a life that is displeasing to her? I mean, even on a natural level, we see the same thing. How many children are embarrassed in a way because of the life that they are living because of what their parents think, or how worried their parents are because of the life that they are living? I mean, a lot of times it does. We have that remorse because of what our parents think, or we don't want them to know. We don't tell them. Why is that? On a natural level, we don't want them disappointed in us. I mean, the same idea and the same concept for us, for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because we love her, we will then be enrolled in the brown scapular. We will wear the brown scapular. We will pray the rosary. We will wear the miraculous medal. Because we love her. And so therefore, we have to live a life that shows that love. Otherwise, it's empty words that we just wear it. We have to prove that love to Our Lady. And as I mentioned also, it is a sign of Our Lady's protection over this soul. I mean, how many times have we read from some of the spiritual authors, those saints that are devoted to Our Lady, how they talk about how Our Lady will watch over her children? I mean, those of you that have baptized children and done the consecration of Our Lady, you say specifically in there that if the child goes astray, you want Our Lady to bring them back. With St. Louis de Montfort, who said that if he was trying to convert someone, he said all he would have to do is throw a rosary around their neck. Maybe literally, maybe figuratively. But that would be the means of trying to help and protect that soul and bring that soul closer to God, is through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so it's important for us then again to see why. Why do we wear it? Why has the Church give us different sacramentals to wear, to use? It is in order to help us to get to heaven. Our Lady at one point had reproached Blessed Alan. She said, if thou hast recommended thyself to me, thou would not have run into such a danger. So obviously he was maybe suffering from some temptations or different things. And she was saying, if you would have just recommended yourself to me, you would have not have placed yourself in such a danger to your soul. And so that's something that is good for us to think about. Recommending ourselves to Our Lady through the wearing of the brown scapular, the use of the sacramental. I mean, we also read that it has been an instrument of conversion for souls too. And so sometimes you can have someone who is not Catholic, you give them a brown scapular. Granted, they can't be enrolled and receive the same indulgences that a Catholic can. You can still give them a blessed scapular to wear. That can be a means of converting that soul. There's been many instances of that throughout history, that someone has been given the brown scapular, they wear the brown scapular, and therefore they receive the graces then to convert, to come to the faith. That is why it's important for us to realize that the scapular, it is a sacramental, but it operates according to the disposition of the one who wears it. So that's what I mean, that it is not something that is simply just a charm that we wear and it's like, okay, well, now I'm protected. It depends on us. It depends on us to see what kind of graces we receive from the wearing of the brown scapular. And in some ways, it's kind of like a contract that we sign with Our Lady for her protection. I mean, granted, as our children, and when they're enrolled in the brown scapular, they're very young. They may not realize to what extent. But that is, in a sense, a contract that they sign with Our Lady, asking for a protection, and therefore that they will live a life that is pleasing to her. And so certainly, as I say, in order to receive the graces that are attached to the wearing of the brown scapular, you must be enrolled in the brown scapular. As I said, we enroll all of the children after they receive their first Holy Communion. On their first Holy Communion day, we enroll them. But if you haven't been enrolled in the brown scapular and you're wearing a brown scapular, become enrolled. Ask for that enrollment so you can be a part of the graces that those receive for wearing the brown scapular. And so you must be enrolled and you must wear it devoutly. And devoutly means that you wear it because you love Our Lady and you want to live a life pleasing to her. And certainly, I would say, because Our Lady is the Mother of Purity, it is something that also, in order to try to gain the indulgences, we certainly must try to avoid any sins against the sixth and the ninth, because she is this Mother of Purity. And then remembering, finally, the last thing that we must, in order to try to gain the indulgences, we must say the daily rosary. Remembering that Pius XII is the one that loosened, you can say, the responsibilities or the obligations of that. Previous to that, it was you must pray the little office of Our Lady. And then therefore you must also fast on Wednesdays and Saturdays in honor of Our Lady. But he found that was maybe sometimes too hard of an obligation for some souls to pray the little office because of the busyness of the world. And so then he took that obligation and made it that you must say 5 decades of the rosary each day. And so that becomes an obligation. If you want to gain the indulgences attached to the wearing of the brown scapular, you must say your daily rosary. Just another reason why we should be praying our daily rosary. So in a sense, as a family, if you're not doing that, well, then you lose out on that privilege of the graces of the brown scapular. And so it's kind of hard to explain that you don't really have the time for, you know, a 15, 20-minute rosary when it could mean your eternal salvation. And so that is why then they granted that. And so remembering, a lot of times you may have heard the Sabbatine privilege, and what does that mean? The Sabbatine privilege is what Our Lady had said to one of the popes. She said, telling him, as a tender mother, I will descend into purgatory on the Saturday after their death and will bring them into the heavenly mansions of life everlasting. So that is what we refer to as the Sabbatine privilege. Sabbatine meaning Saturday or the Sabbath. But Our Lady promises that after someone passes away, if they have been faithful to the wearing of the brown scapular, that she will take them on the Saturday after their death. So maybe considering a soul dies on like a Friday, therefore maybe their purgatory stay would be much less. I mean, again, in order to gain the Sabbatine privilege, you must fulfill the requirements. You must try to live a life that is pleasing to Our Lady. So that is something that she promulgated in 1322. Back in the 14th century, she said, okay, well, when someone passes away, if they've been faithful to the wearing of the brown scapular, I will bring them out of purgatory on the Saturday after their death. I mean, again, what a great grace we have the opportunity for, but we must fulfill the requirements for that. It's not so easy of just putting on the scapular and that's it. You've got to show your love for Our Lady. You've got to pray the rosary in order to gain those graces. And so certainly we know that if we keep our terms of the contract faithfully, the Virgin Most Faithful, as she is called, would surely fulfill her promises also. I mean, as a faithful mother, she would certainly take care of us. She would certainly watch over our souls. And then certainly she will come get us on the Saturday after our death if we end up in purgatory. Which, for the most part, most likely all of us will have to spend some time in purgatory. So why not try to take the opportunities that we can lessen that time because of wearing faithfully the brown scapular? And so as I say, on this feast day of Our Lady, you know, pray to Our Lady, ask for that help. But then also ask for the graces to wear it faithfully every day. Now, as I say, as a means, you know, if, okay, temptation comes, we hold on to our scapular to protect us. I mean, that is something that is important for all of us to realize. So as I say, I mean, Our Lady offers it as a pledge of peace. She offers it as a protection for us, a sign of our salvation. And so that is where then she continues, and that whosoever dies clothed in the scapular shall not suffer eternal fire. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.